Good afternoon. It is July 2nd, 2014. The time is 5:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Wednesday afternoon. It's about 90 degrees Fahrenheit out right now. It's hot. Maybe about 85 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, depending on where you're at in the southern tier of New York here. You do the math for Celsius, but it's hot. But it's pleasant. I'm out here on the back porch. Has it been 35 years? Yeah, something of a benchmark in tech history took place yesterday. But I think we were all sidetracked and distracted by what was going on down there in Brazil for the World Cup. God, the U.S. almost had it. What a game, though. I'm not even a soccer fan. But 35 years ago today, something in tech happened. I guess what I'm talking about is the Walkman. Do you remember that? It was 35 years ago. Yesterday, back in 1979, you can get one of those puppies for $150. And let me tell you, in 79, $150 US. That was a lot of money. Do you remember the Walkman? I do, because I had one. And man, was I cool with that headset on, listening to that cassette with that music jamming. I guess the way the story goes, after a disappointing first month of sales, the Walkman went on to become one of Sony's most successful brands of all time. Translating formats over the years into CDs, mini disc, MP3, and finally streaming music. Hey, that's what I do every Tuesday when I want to be a want-to-be radio DJ over there on Mixcloud. I'll put yesterday's show in the comments to this audio booth if you haven't listened to it. And last I checked, nobody has. That's okay, because I'm just a wannabe. Different variations over the years, though, but I remember that first Walkman, and man, it was very neat to have and be bopping down the street listening to some music. I look at the technology that's in my hand right now compared to then. It's my iPad mini. Apple, of course, and I'm recording this using the app Boss Jock. To go from the Walkman to an iPad mini, I mean, there's an advancement right there if you think about it. Think about it. Cassette deck to virtual streaming. After I get this done, I'll hook it up and send it off into the cloud to Audio Boo. We're streaming online with our audio. And as what I said this morning on my VoiceBo audio that I did this morning, I like both platforms. Gives you more context that one can speak about in audio. And of course, you're going to have different communities, of course. I understand that. You know, if you're hooked on the audio Boo community, that's fine. There's some people over on AudioBo, or VoiceBo, I should say. I'm sorry. Sorry, VoiceBo. But just the transformation in the last 35 years. Benchmark in tech history yesterday, 35 years ago, the Walkman came out. And I think, I don't have my original Walkman, but I know we have, I know the missus had one when we were in the service, because I was asking my son here just a moment before doing this audio boot if he remembered that, and he says, yeah, we still have one floating around in the house here somewhere. Yeah, I keep the old technology. It's nice to look at. Boy, was it chunky back then, huh? I wonder what we'll be thinking about 35 years from now about the iPad Mini, the iPod Touch that I have in my hand here. As I look at the article that was on The Verge yesterday, that's how I got the idea for this audio boo, was from The Verge. They had a very good article concerning the Walkman and the 35 years ago on how it started. Technology, ain't it great? You have a lot of fun with it. And that's about the end of my audio boo for this second day of July. I hope you all are having a great summer as it kicks in here. Y'all have a good one. You want me to say it, don't you? I'm not. I changed that up. I'm not saying that anymore. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Peace.